Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I'm Deborah Grawk. Tasmania has locked in reforms banning the Nazi salute and symbol on the island state. Legislation has passed the second reading stage at the Legislative Council. Attorney General Elise Archer says the ban will send a clear message that hateful and offensive conduct and symbols are not welcome in Tasmania. The British government says it remains committed to a scheme to deport asylum seekers to Rwanda, despite a court ruling the plan is unlawful. Court of Appeal judges have said Rwanda can't be considered a safe third country where migrants could be sent, as the government seeks to deter migrants from crossing the English Channel in search of safety in the UK. Britain's Interior Minister Suella Braverman says the government is disappointed by the judgment. She says the UK is spending $3 billion a year on asylum seeker costs, and they remain determined to stop the boats.
I've been to Rwanda very recently. I've seen the arrangements in place. There are robust assurances. There is independent monitoring. Rwanda has an extensive track record of supporting 100,000 migrants and refugees. So there are good grounds for progressing with this policy, and I have every confidence in it.
Authorities say there is still no sign of a Belgian tourist who has been missing for almost 2 weeks in the Tasmanian wilderness. Celine Kremer was reported missing on Monday by friends and family, and police located her car on Tuesday. Inspector Athia Mangay says the search continues, but police are not confident of finding her alive.
Weather conditions have been extremely challenging, with snow over the past few days, along with rain and very cold conditions. Unfortunately, we have received expert medical advice that indicates that the weather conditions of recent times are not survivable for the length of time that we believe that Celine is thought to have been exposed to these conditions.
Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander leaders are calling for an independent review into health services in Queensland's far north. In a letter to Queensland Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk, leaders have raised concerns about the region's declining health and the withdrawal of culturally safe frontline services. The state's health minister has announced a review, but community leaders want an independent investigation, which involves First Nations medical experts and the community. Mayor of the Torres Strait Island Regional Council, Philemon Mosby, says more needs to be done to address the issue.
This call for help by First Nations people has attracted both government and people in opposition, government opposite to them. We don't want this to be a political thing. Our people's lives are at stake. We just want people to get on and do the job, find out what's wrong. Why are our people falling under our watch?
The Australian government says childcare centres that hike fees to cover subsidy increases will be in the sights of the consumer watchdog. An increase in the childcare subsidy will take effect from July the 1st in a bid to ease costs for 1.2 million families and ensure greater workforce participation for women. But while that should mean a reduction in out-of-pocket fees for parents, concerns have been raised that the savings will be swallowed up by childcare centres increasing their fees, Prime Minister Anthony Albanese says the Australian Competition and Consumer Commission is on the lookout for unreasonable price hikes.
Wherever there is any attempt to exploit the fact that we are doing more for families, the ACCC has a watching brief on that.
I'm Deborah Grawke. This is SBS News in Easy English.